105.3 Seaside FM. Now I'm out and about in the NHS health vehicle, joined by Kate Atkin. Hello, Kate. What are you doing here today? You are representing the Alzheimer's Society, is that correct?
That's right. This week is Dementia Awareness Week. So we're in the health vehicle all week across Hull and East Riding, in various locations, just trying to raise awareness of dementia and the services that we provide at Hull and East Riding Alzheimer's Society.
Oh, very good. And what kind of information are you giving out? Is it like what people have to know about dementia and Alzheimer's disease?
Yeah, that's right. We're trying to educate people into letting them know what dementia is, how to spot symptoms of possible dementia, and what to do really if people are worried about their memory, or if they know somebody who may be showing possible symptoms of dementia. Then we're here letting people know what they should do about that, and also we're here letting people know what services we provide at the Alzheimer's Society.
You've been talking about symptoms. I mean, there are a lot of rumours around what symptoms could be. What is the symptom where you think, okay, if that happens, you should talk to a doctor?
It's with Alzheimer's disease, and similarly with other types of dementia, usually one of the most common symptoms of dementia is forgetting things that have happened recently. So problems with what people often refer to as short-term memory. So forgetting people's names, forgetting appointments, forgetting birthdays, forgetting what day it is. And it's when problems like that are happening on a more regular basis. That's when people should maybe, the first thing that people should do if they are worried about the memory at all, is to approach their GP.
Right, and what is then going to happen? Do they have to go to a specialist, or can your GP test that as well?
The GP can carry out very short, basic memory tests, but if the GP then is concerned that this may need further investigation, then they may refer people to either a memory clinic or to a local community mental health team, where specialists, mental health specialists, will do further investigations.
When you have the diagnosis, you have got either Alzheimer's disease or dementia, one of those, how do you as an Alzheimer's Society step in? Can people talk to you about what has happened?
Yeah, we can let people know what to maybe expect. We can give people basic advice on how they may be able to help themselves, how they may be able to cope with the memory problems that they're experiencing. We can give people more information about the different types of dementia and the differences between different types of dementia. And we can also make people aware of other services in the area that may also be able to help them, because it's not only the health side of things that people need to manage. There's also the social support available out there, and we can signpost people to services in the local area that may also be able to help. So for example, people often need financial support, legal advice and support when caring for somebody with dementia or experiencing dementia themselves. So we can ensure people have the networks around them to enable them to cope effectively with the dementia.
Oh, that seems to be a pretty useful support. But let's talk about your appearance here today. I mean, you are out and about in the health vehicle of the NHS. What are you presenting then? Is it like people popping in and you're just answering questions, or have you got giveaways as well?
Yeah, we at the moment we have a lady doing some healthy cooking demonstrations, and she's been giving people advice on healthy eating, because as we know, healthy eating, healthy lifestyles can often ward off problems with, say, high blood pressure, which can often lead to things like mini strokes, which can often lead to things like vascular dementia. So healthy eating, healthy lifestyles is very important, so which is why we have somebody here. We've throughout the week, we also have presence from the health trainers in the area, giving people dietary advice, advice on looking after yourself generally, keeping fit and active. We also have representatives from the local carer support service in the East Riding. We have an array of information from the Department